Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to another episode of MLS UK Show Stoppage Time. I'm Henry Hewitt, and as always, I'm joined by
Elliot Holman. Hope you're doing good.
So, Elliot, this is the episode of the MLS UK Show where we go through the biggest stories of the week. And I feel like on previous Stoppage Time episodes, it's been mainly having to talk about what had happened the last weekend in MLS. We will do that, but we actually have some news this week. We have some big news, and we're not even going to mention an aging European player coming to MLS to end the career.
Well, no promises on that one. I'm sure we'll find a way to get Miami in there somewhere. But yeah, big news this week in MLS. Quite expensive news as well.
There is, yes. So we will be talking about the biggest stories in just a second, but just a shout out as well, a massive thank you again to Nigel Rio-Coker. If you've not heard our chat with him on the last episode of the MLS UK Show, then make sure you head to our YouTube, you listen on your podcast provider. Do both if you want, that'll help. But it was really insightful to hear from Nigel. One of the most insightful things we got from him, which I thought was so interesting, is about discovery rights. We put the clip on our social media. He was talking about when he signed for Vancouver, his discovery rights with Portland. And I was so intrigued to find out, well, do players actually know? Does Lionel Messi know that, I don't know, San Jose has got his discovery rights? And the answer is no, we don't. We just find out when they're about to sign in MLS, which is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of didn't surprise me because I don't think Messi's going about his daily life worrying about whether Portland or Seattle have got his discovery rights. So it kind of makes sense that in that whole hubbub of business that would be done, you know, when you're going through meetings and contracts and agents and whatever, it kind of makes sense that they would sit you down and most European players would go, sorry, what are discovery rights? I thought Nigel gave some really fascinating insight into that and loads of other stuff as well. So if you haven't watched Henry's chat with Nigel Rio-Coker, go and do that because for us MLS fans, it's just so interesting.
Yes, nice of you to say that as well. But you are my co-host, and I guess it is your job to try and promote this podcast as much as I do. have a watch, have a listen, and let us know what you think. Right, moving on to today's episode of Stoppage Time. We've got to start with, it was an eventful Monday. It was a bank holiday here in the UK. We were all relaxed. We're thinking, well, this is great. The coronation was on Saturday, so we all get a day off on Monday. How brilliant is this? And MLS in the afternoon just imploded with two head coach firings. They were both at the bottom of the East. Let's start with New York Red Bulls. Struber is no more at New York Red Bulls. Of course, if you are a new MLS fan from the UK, you may remember him as manager of Barnsley a few years ago. Was this expected for you, or should he have got a bit more time?
Expected for me. You know I have high standards with coaches. I think we've talked about this before. I'm not a big one for sacking managers, but I always think MLS managers get way longer than even I expect them to. One home win this season for a start for New York Red Bulls. Obviously haven't won on the road, but then they're not unique in that. But that just means they have one win this season and they're not particularly scoring goals, conceding a lot of goals away from home. averaging, you know, around a point per game at home and half a point away. It's ultimately not good enough for a massive franchise. You know, the Red Bull franchise is a, you know, the whole Red Bull business is about winning, about being a big global sports brand. New York Red Bulls are one of the older parts of that. But they're not quite hitting the heights of Max Verstappen on the Formula One track, shall we say.
Yeah, they're more like Lewis Hamilton this year, actually, which I know would hurt
you. We're a British podcast, come on.
But yeah, I think you're right. And I think New York Red Bulls, of course, taken out the last few years, have done very well within MLS. We remember the record-breaking team of a few years ago as well. And the home form has been a massive part of that. And you're right, the home form has just not been good enough this year. It just seems to be a proper discontent of the club. Obviously, we had issue with one or two players over the course of a season as well. It's just been a very poor start. And yeah, to see Red Bulls at the bottom is a bit weird. We're not used to it. And that does mean that I guess Struber will have to go, because he's in charge of what goes on the pitch. With MLS, of course, with the fact that they give 2 million teams playoff spots this year, then the season isn't over for Red Bulls. You can still turn it around. We've seen sort of a wide range of head coaches while we've been watching MLS manage Red Bulls. I'm not going to ask you to pick a specific name, but do you think they should go perhaps down the European route again, or is it time to look at some more established names within MLS?
I don't necessarily think European is the way to go. I don't think it's the wrong way, but I think, you know, Red Bulls are a big established MLS side, and they should have a big established MLS manager. For me, they're a big MLS team, so I would like to see somebody with MLS, not just MLS experience, but proper credentials, someone who's won silverware. I think they're big enough to attract somebody like that.
Another team that is desperately in need of a refresh, and I think they've been in need for a refresh for quite a few years now, is Chicago Fire. They're one place above Red Bulls in the standings in the East, but also don't have a head coach now. Enzo Hendrickson was relieved of his duties on Monday as well. We kind of questioned his position at the end of last season with some of the players they've got. It's not been good enough, has it? And, he's paid for it now.
Yeah, I just think, I think there's a few managers who were very, very lucky to begin another MLS season to have a fresh start, a chance to start afresh in 2023. We talk a lot about Oscar Pereja at Orlando, but Chicago Fire were one of those teams we expected to, take the opportunity of a clean break. I'm quite honestly bored of Chicago not being good. I don't want to be so cruel about them, but I'm bored of it. They're not a good team. They haven't been a good team since I've been watching MLS. And whenever you think they're starting to get good, it all comes crashing down again. And I just, same as with Red Bulls, I believe it's only one win at home, which is not good enough. In the last couple of years with the big build-up to the return to Soldier Field, That's not been good. It's not done the fans any good. It's not done the team any good. One win away, which I think was at Miami, which again, that's not, they lost six games in a row. That's not impressive. It's just not good enough. And you look at some of the players and you're like, how are you not doing better?
Yeah, exactly. You look at that squad and you think, yeah, they could be, in my opinion, challenging for the playoffs. You look at Mueller, you look at Shaqiri, and there's a few others as well. They've got money in the close season that they got as well. They're not spending it right, in my opinion. And yeah, I think, unfortunately for Enzo Hendrickson, the time had come for a change. He'd come after a 3-0 defeat away at Nashville, which, Nashville, a good team, there's no shame in that. But I think the manner of the defeat for me what was alarming. The week before, we drew against Red Bulls at home, which, we've just discussed the problems at Red Bulls. So that was a game they were looking to win. And, we say all the time that the home form in MLS is vital. That is what is going to get you into the playoffs. And to win only one at home has been very poor for them. So, yeah, probably a change was needed. I think we said a change was probably needed at the end of last season, actually, with how they did. You know, and now they've given him another chance. It's not worked out, and they've had a missed opportunity in a close season. They could have had the close season and really, you know, really built, try and build something. But it'll be interesting to see where Chicago Fire go from here. And yeah, I mean, to be honest, I couldn't really say whether it is a MLS experience or to go for maybe a European person. And to be honest, with Chicago Fire's history, a recent history, I don't even think they'll have someone in mind. I think they've just, you know, made the firing and haven't got a plan B, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. It's really disappointing. I also think you get to a point where if I'm looking at teams who are struggling, LA Galaxy, okay, New York Red Bulls, even Austin, if I'm a manager and I'm thinking, okay, I could go and do something there. It's not been long since they were okay. I can go and restore that. With Chicago, you just feel like the longer it goes on, the harder and harder it's going to get for them to turn this around. So it becomes a less attractive prospect. You know, we're talking about, you know, win your home games. They've lost, I think they must have played five home games. Six home games. They've played six home games and they've won one. So that's like, what, 17% win percentage. Imagine going through that for a whole season. You're going to be nowhere near it. And you're not winning away games either. So that they really, really need a change. And I really hope that it's just the coach. I really hope there isn't bigger problems in the club again. I hope someone's able to come in and turn that around.
Indeed. Right, moving on to the next topic of discussion within MLS this week, and we could have a new franchise about to join for the 30th franchise. It looks like it will be happening. In fact, by the time we put this episode out, it could well have happened. Rumours are that it's going to be announced this week that San Diego have become the latest city to get an MLS team, and they'll have to spend $500 million for the privilege. That's up on, I think it was $325 million with Charlotte. So that's a hefty jump within such a short space of time. With this Apple TV deal, bearing that in mind, is that about right? Should they be paying that much or should it be much less?
Well, it's a difficult question for somebody who's grown up watching football in Britain all their life. Because what is 1 million too much? That's the way it works in the States. It's the way it works in MLS. Currently, the product is strong. 10-year deal with Apple TV. So, you know, more than 9.5 years still to run on that. The platform it's given the league is momentous. You know, we're talking about the likes of Messi potentially. There we go. I managed to mention it. You know, the stature of the league is increasing and increasing. And if that's what it's going to take, look, they set the rules. You don't pay it, you don't join. That's the way things work. You don't want to pay the money, then you're not going to get the product. So if that's what they believe, and if San Diego have gone okay, then more fool them. Welcome to MLS. St. Louis will show you the way.
They will. Yeah. I did enjoy seeing all the Ron Burgundy memes when this was hinted at the other day. But yeah, I think you're right there. I think it is difficult for us to gauge, you know, is it a good deal? Is it not? Is it too much? Because we come from a country where you don't buy yourself into the league. We've got obviously the pyramid system, but, you know, I think MLS is thriving and I'm not surprised there are a few states or cities that are wanting to get involved. I honestly thought it would be Las Vegas with the next one. I know San Diego have been kind of in the background, but I assumed it would just be Las Vegas. That possibly would be the 31st franchise to join. But yeah, San Diego, it's a good city. I think they'll embrace it. Like you said there, just need to look at St. Louis, Charlotte as well. These cities that, you know, for the initial few weeks of a season, at the very least, they're getting big attendances and yeah, I'll be excited to see it because this is it now, is that we, you know, I think they kind of said that 32 would be the amount of franchises they'd have and then they'd stop it. I've quite enjoyed having a new franchise join every season. I love it. I love the new starts they have. I love the expansion draft and all of that. So I will miss it. So I'm going to enjoy it while it's still here. So welcome, San Diego.
I couldn't agree more. I'm currently doing a save on Football Manager with St. Louis just because I love trying to build a roster, trying to be a real geek about getting around the roster rules. It's so difficult. You do not realize what these front offices are up against until you actually try and build a roster with only a certain amount of internationals, only a certain amount of designated players, certain amount of generation Adidas players, certain amount of amateur contracts. It's so, so difficult, but so fun. And the expansion draft. Oh, I cleaned up. I was so happy. So yeah, long may that continue.
Who did you get?
That's a great question. I've got it. I'll have it open. I'll have it open so I can answer that question. Please hold. Okay, here we go. Squad. Oh, I got Heber in the expansion draft. Nice. Godoy. Andreas Pereira from Philly. And then I claimed off waivers Chaunier and Joseph Martinez.
Oof. Well, that's funny you say that, because let's move on to the next talking point on today's Stoppage Time episode. And it isn't an episode of Stoppage Time without us reflecting on what happened this weekend. Lots of talking points within MLS, and let's start right there. We tweeted saying that death, taxes, and Josef Martinez scoring his first goal for Inter Miami against Atlanta. Things guaranteed in life. He scored two, Inter Miami won 2-1, and that's two wins now in a row for Inter Miami. If you'd have said a few weeks ago that two head coaches were going to be fired in the next few weeks, Phil Neville would have been right up there. He saved his bacon a little bit. And yeah, I mean, Josef Martinez, he didn't even start, did he? He came on, got his two goals, they win the game. It was always going to happen.
Yeah, and I think it's really fair for me to say, in his time at Miami, he's been really poor. Very few shots on target. I think the goal was like one of his first shots on target all season. Been really struggling even to make the 11. And of course, it was just written in the stars he was going to score against Atlanta. And hopefully that's him off and running now, because we all know the league's a better place when Josef Martinez is firing.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm glad he got his 100 goals as well. He'd been kind of stuck on 99 for a while, so I'm happy for that. And he is the fastest player to achieve that within MLS history. Elsewhere, he wasn't the only player to come back and haunt his old team, Kevin Cabral. For Colorado, they went and beat LA Galaxy 3-1. Another poor performance by LA Galaxy. But, I mean, you could tell when he scored, that meant a lot to him, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it's going to. You know, there's the way that MLS works is very unique. You can be traded in an instant, and you know, you find out one day and you're at your new club the next, and you don't really see it coming. And I think we see a lot of players, of course, there's a lot more interleague trading, and you see a lot of players playing against clubs that essentially got rid, didn't want them, happy to trade them. You know, if you're being traded and you're seen as just as important as an international roster spot that's coming the other way, it's got to be pretty upsetting. So we see it a lot in MLS, and this was another instance where Cabral was very happy to make his mark. And you mentioned managers that we thought were going to be fired. I would love to know just how close we were to seeing Peter Vermees lose his job. Because all of a sudden, the man's a genius. They've gone away to Seattle, to Lumen Field, and gone 2-0 up in 20 minutes. What's that all about?
I know. Like, who'd have thought it? If you had to... We say every season, right, oh, that's so MLS. Well, if you had to put a that's so MLS marker on a result all season, I can guarantee this won't happen again. This is the that's so MLS result of a season. Seattle won, SKC 2. I think we predicted, I think we were going into 3s and 4-0s with SKC no chance. I don't think we would have given them a chance to keep a clean sheet for longer than 10 minutes. Well, they scored early on. We got a second. And yeah, they held on in the end. What a result. Is this the turning point? Is this the turning point for SKC? Is this going to be where their season starts? Or is it just a flash in the pan?
Well, let's hope it's where it starts. You have to take this result very seriously. This is a Seattle side who, at Lumen Field, have not conceded a goal. And they faced an SKC side that just have been dreadful, bottom of MLS. And all of a sudden, they're 2-0 up after like 20 minutes. And I'm thinking, Seattle turn this around. I still thought Seattle turned this around. It felt like the Columbus result against Miami last week, but twice as bad.
I've got to be honest, even going into the 90th minute, I was thinking, yeah, Seattle will probably turn this around, and they were 2-1 down. Elsewhere, a massive shout out to San Jose. Nigel Riococca was singing their praises last week on the show. They were playing at Levi's Stadium, home of San Francisco 49ers, who are an NFL team, apparently. But they had, I think, 45,000 there. So massive shout out. It looked a great occasion. And they rounded off with a win, which is not so MLS, San Jose beating LAFC this season, which, to be honest, I mean, is a massive compliment to how San Jose are playing. But it was still LAFC's first defeat of the season, and it comes off them making Champions League final.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming, to be honest. I know CCL is sometimes a distraction, and I know San Jose have been better this season. They've been a lot better than we've seen in recent years. So in my head, I can kind of make reason with it now. But yeah, very surprising at the time. And yeah, it's a good result. But, you know, what MLS needs is another team in California.
Yeah, exactly. Right, that's it for this week on MLS UK Show Stoppage Time. A massive shout out to our sponsors, soccer90.com. Remember, head to that website, and there's plenty to get off there, whether it be an MLS shirt, international shirts, Premier League shirts, other European shirts as well. When you've decided what you want, go to the checkout, and in the discount code, type in MLS UK. It gives you 20% off. Well worth it. Great sponsors. We really appreciate them working with us on the MLS UK Show Stoppage Time. Right, we'll be back next week. But for now, I've been Henry Hewitt.
And I've been Elliot Holman.
And just before I forget, actually, Elliot, if you want to rate us on your podcast provider, what do you do? Or how many ratings do you give? How many stars?
5 stars only. LA Galaxy style. It's a throwback to when they weren't awful.
Exactly, and I'm so glad we managed to get that. And I was going to end the show without saying it. Don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube as well. But for now, once again, I've been Henry Hewitt.
I've already said it. See you later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.